Hello, this is Anvati. Welcome to the news with Indie TV. It's Monday, June 16th, and coming up in today's episode, India to begin a long-awaited national caste census in October 2026, starting with Jammu and Kashmir. Multiple international flights disrupted due to technical issues and bomb threat. Iranian commander claims Pakistan would retaliate with nuclear strike if Israel uses nukes on Iran. And China's rare earth export curbs threaten India's EV launches, reports CRISIL. The government of India has announced that the country's next national census, which will be a caste-based census, will begin on October 1, 2026, in the union territories of Jammu and Kashmir and Ladakh, along with the states of Himachal Pradesh and Uttarakhand. The rest of the country will follow on from 1 March 2027. The caste-based census, which was a rallying cry for major parties under the United Opposition India bloc during Lok Sabha election 2024, had found support in people from Bihar and other states. But despite the appeals by leaders like Rahul Gandhi and Akhilesh Yadav, it did not translate to votes for them, and now the government has adopted the proposed scheme as well. Union Home Minister Amit Shah reviewed the preparations on Monday with top officials, including Home Secretary and the Registrar General and Caste Census Commissioner. He confirmed that the official gazette notification would be issued on Tuesday and said the census will include caste enumeration for the first time. The 2026-2027 census, India's 16th, will be conducted in two phases. The first phase, the house listing operation, will gather details on housing conditions, household assets, and available amenities. The second phase, population enumeration, will collect individual demographic, cultural and socio-economic data, including information on religion and caste. This will be India's first digital census, allowing people to self-enumerate using an online system. Around 34 lakh enumerators and supervisors are expected to be involved, supported by approximately 1.3 lakh census officers. The inclusion of caste in the census marks a major shift in the national data collection method. On 38th April this year, the government formally confirmed that data on caste and subcaste would be gathered, including population figures for each group. This will also have an impact in the state of Bihar, which is a poll-bound state this year, where a majority of the population comes from backward and extremely backward classes. Government sources clarified that caste, not class, will be recorded, and every individual will need to state their caste and religion. Officials explained that unlike scheduled castes and scheduled tribes, there is no single nationwide list for other backward classes. Each state maintains its own list, while the National Commission for Backward Classes holds the central government's list used for job and education quotas. India usually carries out its census every 10 years. The last one took place in 2011. The 2021 census was postponed due to COVID-19 pandemic, making the upcoming survey the first in 16 years. Three separate aviation incidents were reported over the past 2 days, involving flights operated by Air India, Saudi Arabian Airlines and Lufthansa. All passengers are safe, though flight schedules and travel plans were significantly disrupted, and it became a major cause of concern in the aftermath of the horrific Ahmedabad air crash, where the Boeing flight with carrier Air India crashed, killing almost everyone on board. 241 died, one survived. On Monday, an Air India flight bound for Delhi returned to Hong Kong shortly after takeoff due to a suspected technical problem. Flight AI-315, a Boeing 787-8 Dreamliner, took off at 12:16 p.m. local time but soon returned back as a precaution. Air India confirmed in a statement, and I'm quoting, "The flight landed safely at Hong Kong and is undergoing checks as a matter of abundant precaution." The aircraft had already faced delay earlier in the day, departing nearly 3.5 hours behind schedule. Quote, "We are providing all necessary on-ground assistance to the passengers to minimize the inconvenience caused by this unforeseen disruption," the airline added. Alternate travel arrangements to Delhi are being made. No injuries were reported. Meanwhile, on Sunday morning, a Saudi Arabian Airlines flight from Jeddah to Lucknow experienced a technical fault upon landing. The passengers reported seeing smoke coming from the left landing gear of the Airbus A330-343. Initial investigations suggest a possible hydraulic leak as the cause of the problem. The flight, again carrying Hajj pilgrims, landed at Lucknow Airport around 6:50 a.m. No injuries were reported and emergency protocols were activated immediately on landing. In a separate case, a Lufthansa flight from Frankfurt to Hyderabad was forced to return, this time not an accident, but a reported bomb threat. The flight, a Boeing 787-9 Dreamliner, had been airborne for nearly 2 hours after departing at 2:14 local time Germany on Sunday. Sources indicated that the threat was received mid-flight. However, Lufthansa later issued a statement saying the return to Frankfurt was due to airline not receiving landing clearance from Hyderabad. The aircraft landed safely and authorities have not confirmed the presence of any explosive device. These incidents come just days after the fatal crash involving Air India Dreamliner 787 in Ahmedabad on 12th of June. That flight was en route to London when it crashed shortly takeoff, killing a total of 270 people, including injuries, casualties on ground and those of the passengers. Investigations into each of the latest incidents are ongoing, as well as the Ahmedabad air crash, as aviation authorities continue to monitor safety protocols across international carriers. India's automotive industry is facing growing risks due to delays in rare earth magnet shipments from China following new exports imposed by Beijing. This is according to a report by CRISIL Ratings, which says continued disruption could hit electric vehicle production, delay new model launches, and weaken overall sector growth. Rare earth magnets, crucial for electric and hybrid vehicles, are used in permanent magnet synchronous motors, or PMSMS. That deliver high torque and efficiency. While internal combustion engines, ICE, rely on them to a lesser extent, they remain vital components in electric power steering. China, which supplies more than 80% of India's rare earth magnet imports, introduced a new export rule in April 2025. These include mandatory export licenses and stricter security of end-use declarations. The process, which now takes a minimum of 45 days, has caused a significant backlog. By end of May 2025, nearly 30 import requests from Indian firms were endorsed by the Indian government. However, no approvals have come from Chinese authorities and no shipments have arrived, the report from CRISIL stated. Anand Sethi, senior director at CRISIL Ratings, said in an interview with ANI, the supply squeeze comes just as the auto sector is preparing for aggressive EV rollouts. Most automakers currently have 4 to 6 weeks of inventory, but prolonged delays could impact production. EV model launches may see deferrals or rescheduling from July 2025. Domestic passenger vehicle volumes are expected to grow 2 to 4% in 2025-26, with EVs projected to rise by 35 to 40% and electric two-wheelers by 27%, according to CRISIL. However, it warned the ongoing supply issues could affect this momentum. In response, the Indian government and industry players are working on two fronts. Short-term efforts including building inventory buffers and sourcing from alternate suppliers. Long-term strategies focus on local rare earth exploration, production and recycling capacity. India's Ministry of External Affairs confirmed that discussions with China are ongoing. Quote, "We are in touch with the Chinese side to bring predictability in supply chains," MEA spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said during a weekly briefing, according to an ANI report. Commerce Minister Piyush Goyal, speaking from Switzerland, called China's export curbs a wake-up call and stressed the need for diversified supply chains. He acknowledged the restrictions that could cause short-term challenges for sectors such as automotive and consumer electronics. China currently controls over 90% of world's rare earth magnet production capacity, leaving few alternatives. India has begun dialogue with Central Asian nations to jointly explore rare earth resources. As missile exchanges continue between Iran and Israel, A senior Iranian military commander has claimed that Pakistan would respond with a nuclear strike on Israel if Iran is attacked with nuclear weapons. The comment has not been confirmed or acknowledged by Pakistani authorities. General Mohsin Rezai, a high-ranking official in Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps and a member of the National Security Council, made the remarks during a televised interview. He said, and I'm quoting, "Pakistan has assured us that if Israel uses a nuclear bomb on Iran, they will attack Israel with nuclear bomb." He added that Pakistan had voiced support for Iran and called for unity across the Muslim world. So far, 230 people have been reported dead in Iran and 18 in Israel as a result of escalating missile strikes over the recent days, which started when Israel unprovoked attacked Iranian facilities. According to Iran, Iranian projectiles targeted multiple Israeli cities, including Tel Aviv and Jerusalem, in response. And then in counter-response, once again, the Israeli military struck key sites inside Iran, including the so-called command centers used by the Quds force. Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, Iran's supreme leader, referred to the missile strikes as heavy blows to the Zionists and said life will be definitely bitter for the Zionists in a video message shared publicly. Israel, in turn, has threatened to escalate further, warning that civilian areas in Tehran may be targeted next. Israeli Defense Minister Israel Katz said, and I'm quoting, "The arrogant dictator from Tehran has become a cowardly murderer. The residents of Tehran will pay the price, and soon." Pakistan has not yet issued any public statement confirming or denying General Rezai's claim. However, Pakistan's Defense Minister Khwaja Asif did post online warning that continued violence in the region could engulf the whole region and beyond. Western patronage of Israel, a rogue state, have catastrophic consequences, he stated verbatim. The United States, meanwhile, has urged restraint. President Donald Trump warned Tehran of serious consequences if the conflict expands to involve U.S. Both Iran and Israel are continuing military operations against one another. Iranian missiles lit up the night sky over Israeli cities, while Israel claims to have damaged Iran's weapons facilities. The situation remains highly volatile. That's all for today. You were listening to the news with NDTV, your daily newspaper and TV bulletin wrapped in a compact podcast. If you want to catch up with the day's events in a hurry, do remember to subscribe to the news with NDTV on Apple, Spotify, and the NDTV News app. This is your host Anviti, signing off.